Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Oh, Lord, we give this to you. You birthed something here. In your Holy Spirit. Our dear Heavenly Father, we've just sort of met you this morning. Not by accident, but by surprise. And you have birthed some insight for us that we want to share. And so I ask you by the Holy Spirit to speak through everyone and for Christ to be our revelation of his power and victory. And I thank you, Father, that you've called your children together and that we will have a wonderful playtime with you and your greatness and your absolute sovereignty. So we commit it to you, Lord. Ask you to be the spokesman and the leader. And we submit. We force submit to you, Father, and to the Holy Spirit. That what's on your heart and desire for your children would come forth to the glory of Jesus. In his precious name of Jesus, amen.
This is just an ordinary Tuesday, but it has become a church day. And we're a meeting here because some interesting things came forth and I kept demanding that everybody write down their revelation. So we may just sit here and read notes. But I'll give it a bit of an introduction. This is Jacqueline. She brought up the subject, which is the sovereignty of God, and had some powerful things to say about it.
I can never, ever get far away from sovereignty. Because I believe that sovereignty is the foundation, God's sovereignty is the foundation and basis of our walk and our journey with God. And this morning, I was so thankful to God, and I said, I will thank him forever for using Martha to teach me sovereignty. Because sovereignty solves all conflict. And I don't know how he taught me sovereignty. It's like I woke up one day, the day before he wasn't sovereign, I woke up and he was sovereign. And I don't know how I got there, but he did it, and I think he did it through impartation. Okay, and how do you get impartation? I had to come under Martha's authority to receive the impartation. And then we had the discussion of you have to come under authority to know that he's sovereign. But I have a conflict here that I can't resolve because I came under authority before I knew he was sovereign. So how do you put these two together?
Well, I told Jacqueline that sovereignty was one of the very first things, revelations the Lord gave me. It was such a huge experience, and it was a visitation, really, of the Father to show it to me. I've told the story a number of times, but somehow the Lord took over, and he gave me the fear of God. And I lay on the floor, and I would cry. Because his presence was so strong, I felt like I could poke my finger up into heaven. I was so away from Earth. But I was in awe and fear of God and the understanding of who He is. And I would, you know, get up and go live life, but I couldn't be normal, because I was not in a normal place. And I looked at people laughing, and I would think, how can you laugh? If you knew this God and His enormous control of us, you wouldn't be able to laugh. It's sobering to have the fear of God. It's literally fear. And in the scriptures, that is reverence and fear and honoring God. But in experience, it is literally a very stark fear of God. And I would just weep. All I could do was weep and bow down before Him. And I don't know the length of time, but it was weeks that I lived that way. I had a place in my bedroom. I would go and prostrate myself before Him. Then I'd go do the dishes. And so it was a peculiar life. And His presence was so heavy and so strong. And when it began to lift, I understood His power and His authority. And I understood authority. I understood that this kingdom is structured in such a way that authority is established by God sovereignly. In other words, the authorities in our life are sovereignly chosen by God. Our father and mother are the first authorities. And if we are rebellious against God's choice and His sovereignty there, we're messed up for the rest of our life till we resolve it, that God is indeed in control. And so I began to acquire insights and write them down. And after about 10 years of learning practically the sovereignty of God, the absolute sovereignty, I had enough to make a book that was the first book, and it's All and Only. And it means He's all there is, and He's the only one there is. But sovereignty is not a favorite subject. And God intends this is what Watchman Nee says, that God stretches authority in His body of Christ, in the church. After this experience of God's presence, and I understood authority, understood Him on the ground of authority. I just had revelation come out of it. And He put it in my hands sovereignly, the book by Watchman Nee called The Spiritual Authority. And in that book, He says that like Paul did Timothy, like Elijah did Elisha, the experiences of the elder person, the older person or the more experienced, is imparted literally into the disciple. Timothy inherited to read Timothy's books is a little bit, both 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, it's a little like reading into a sovereign relationship of training. And you sit in on the lesson between the two. And it's wonderful to do that. Both Timothy and Peter were discipled, and the scripture records it. But the word of impartation came into my life through John Inslow. And he began to edit my speaking and so forth. And he would introduce it by saying, this is not another message, but a living impartation. And he would say that every time. And finally one day I said, John, I really don't know what you mean by an impartation. And he said, and he could repeat the introduction again. It meant you were giving away, literally, a truth. And it was to be transferred spiritually, not mentally, not in the head, but it was to be transferred. And finally, one day I could say, I know what it means, John. A living impartation, not a dead system, not a teaching as such. It was an introduction to the revelation of the person who was giving it. So, and John began to catch the vision. He did a lot of work on All and Only. He did a lot of the editing and a lot of the work that it took to produce that. And he began to be the imparted one. He began to really comprehend by revelation the absolute sovereignty of God. And he would listen to my writings and my speaking about it. And he, by being under authority and being diligent and receptive in his spirit, he began to get the revelation. And eventually, he had so much material on it, so much revelation himself, that he put together a book called The Sovereign Touch. And it's the most wonderful. I'm going to recommend it heartily. It's an incredible insight, incredible scope, and it comes from his personal walk. I wanted to read my introduction to it. As John was writing this book, actually, he had been writing and seeing the book by doing his posts. And so when we would go away on a writing trip, he would go over all the things he had written and begin to put it together as a book. And it's called Sovereign Touch, because sovereignty is intimate with God. Sovereignty is his control and lordship over your life, and you come to know the one who's giving it to you. So it was his, and I'm reading, he asked me to write the foreword, so I'm going to read it to you. So this is the foreword. In reading this book, you will not meet theory or theology. You will meet a real person, a man who had the courage to face God for his answers to life's deepest question. Is God really in control over all the wrongs and suffering of this messy world? Does God really reign over all the wrongs? John brings a rich and broad answer to his questions and yours. He stands squarely on the scriptures to declare and to believe the ultimate truth that God is God. And he lives on the foundation of a robust relationship with Christ, in the integrity of a raw and constant dialogue with his personal Father, and I would say his sovereign Father. He became intimate with God based on the issue of sovereignty. God wants sovereignty, as Jacqueline often says, is our foundation, and it was my foundation. And if we were to pass on any impartation to new believers, it could be sovereignty. It would eliminate a lot of problems just to know that God's in control, because we say, is he in control of this? So John has lived his book. He experienced firsthand the sovereign touch. And he could begin to see what each touch by this sovereign Father meant and what was being conveyed to him. He experienced it all firsthand. So this is a true story, a private revelation from God revealing himself to one man who faced him with stark questions. The testimony of the sovereign touch is a rare pronouncement, and I have wept over this. This is the rare pronouncement. God is honored as God. We say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is honoring him. That is part of our Lord's prayer. It's very critical to know that. And that this is what John wrote about, that God is honored. And this, there are very few books ever printed, ever conceived, ever made that really pronounce the sovereignty of God and call it divine. This is a true story. Okay, the pronouncement is God is honored as God. As a result, people are without excuse, for though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. And you'll recognize that as Romans 1, verse 2. In the end, the answer to the question is the gift of awe and wonder. God is sovereign, and God is unfathomable love. So that's the introduction to the book, and I hope it makes people want to read the book. And we are very excited that it's all ready to be imparted to a lot of people.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.